Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is advocating for safety and security in Kenya. Massive protests broke out in the capital city of Nairobi after the proposal of a finance bill that would have raised taxes in the country. There have been well-documented reports of violence against protesters, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller during a press briefing. The United States calls on the Kenyan government to use non-lethal methods and prevent civilian harm in dealing with peaceful protests.
So we condemn the violence reported during protests in Nairobi and around Kenya. We mourn the loss of life and injuries sustained and offer our condolences to the families who lost loved ones. We urge restraint to restore order and provide space for dialogue.
Kenyan President William Ruto has since withdrawn the tax bill. In a written statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken thanked President Ruto for taking steps to reduce tensions and pledging to engage in dialogue with the protesters and civil society. Secretary Blinken underscored the importance of security forces not resorting to violence and encouraged prompt investigations into allegations of human rights abuses. Kenya has also been instrumental in volunteering a peacekeeping force for the multinational security support mission with the goal of restoring security and prosperity in Haiti. Spokesperson Miller stressed that all personnel, including from Kenya and other countries, receive intensive training on human rights before being deployed. The United States has worked with Kenya and other partners to integrate critically important accountability and oversight measures to prevent, investigate, address, and publicly report any violations or abuses of human rights related to the MSS mission, said spokesperson Miller.
We will continue to engage and vet personnel that are going to participate in the mission because obviously it is important that the human rights of the Haitian people be respected as this mission to restore law and order is carried out.
The United States is committed to working closely with Kenya's government and people as they work to address their economic challenges while making sure human rights are upheld in Kenya and around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.